Good morning and welcome to, it's your good rainy morning, and welcome to the Mr. Styles Podcast, and at Season 3, Episode 40, the week that was for May 23rd, 2022. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. What a week we had. It was our last assessment for the year. We had Keystone exams. We had activity points, we had current events, we had the tar smell permeating the school, seniors saying goodbye, what's up New Brighton's end of the year after school pizza party, albums from the 1960s, the Twilight Zone, Radio Bikini, good weather, rainy weather, sunshine, and so much more. All of this and more will be covered in this week's episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We will be right back after this brief musical interlude. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are going to start off with our student email of the week. And this week's student email of the week is from Name and Period Withheld Due to Student Confidentiality. It reads, Mr. Sal, what is next week's schedule going to be like? I've not been through a step-up day yet. Well, Name and Period Withheld Due to Student Confidentiality. Next week is hectic. Even though grades are submitted, we start with Memorial Day. The day we celebrate those who gave their lives in service to our country. So we start off with Memorial Day, no school. From there, we go into Tuesday, which is step-up day. We'll run shorter periods 1 through 7. I think we're done at 11:34 a.m. Then we start the step-up day schedule. You'll go to your home room. We will give you your regular, your next year's schedules in regular homeroom first thing in the morning. From there, you'll follow that schedule. We have 15-minute periods. If you have VOTEC, you'll just go to a study hall when you're supposed to be in VOTEC, because we're not going to ship you off to VOTEC. But you'll meet your teachers for next year. You have 15 minutes to kind of go over things. I know for my honors civics classes, there is a mandatory reading over the summer, a bunch of assignments. I will kind of give you an overview of that. And from there, I will send out an email with all of the details, because we're not going to have time to go over that. And honestly, I don't have my student list yet. I don't know what's going on, who I have. So everything will be sent out via email, but I'll give you a good overview of what's going on next year. That takes us Tuesday. Wednesday, we have a full day. And then Thursday, you're just in school for a short part of the day. And there's an activity going on. Mrs. Lewis and Mrs. Fritz have some sort of competition going on between the grades. Check that out. That's Thursday. And Friday, you don't have school. Friday is an in-service day for the staff. Thank you for your question. I hope that answers everything sufficiently. Next year, you will be able to submit emails to my school email with the phrase student email of the week in the subject. Place your class question or school-based question or comment in the body of the email, and your email may make the podcast. If you have me in class, you will get extra credit for your efforts. Class updates, moving on. This past week, all classes started with an assessment on LBJ and JFK. It should be JFK and LBJ because JFK was first. So we did that on Monday. And on Monday, we were introduced to the tar smell from the roof patching going on at the high school. That was a joy. Tuesday, many of us keystoned in Algebra 1. I had to proctor, so I was there with a bunch of you guys all day. We missed the tar smell in the freshman wing. That was nice. No tar smell till we came back downstairs. You guys had a day, the rest of the day on Tuesday, I believe, periods 8 and 9, to just kind of chill out and get caught up if you owed me work. kind of scrolling through my phone here looking for something, which I can't find, but that's okay. So we did that on Tuesday. And Wednesday was the day to get people making up work because we had the assessment on Monday. Some people had to make up the assessment. A number of you guys did get work turned in due to the tragic events the day before Tuesday in Uvalde, Texas. We ran a current event assignment. If you guys looked up current events of your interest, some of you chose to write about the tragedy in Texas, the school shooting. Some of you chose other topics. I think the second most chosen topic was the peanut butter recall, because it affected you guys directly. So we talked about that in class a bit and turned in those assignments. Thursday, we watched the Twilight Zone episode, Eye of the Beholder, which fits into today's society with how social media affects our perception of life and what the norm is. Now, granted, that episode didn't have social media. It was made in the late 1950s, early 1960s, but it pertained to then as much as it pertains today with how we rate what the norm is and how people are supposed to look. We go rolling into this past Friday, which was yesterday. We listened to albums from the 1960s and watched the beginning of the documentary Radio Bikini, which is about the nuclear tests at Bikini Atoll. We left off right before the first bomb was dropped over the ships in the harbor. So that was the events of this past week. Grades had to be in yesterday, which is Friday. We got those turned in. It will be Friday the 27th, actually. Throw that date in there. 2022. And we got those grades turned in. They were finalized. Everything was like quadruple check as my OCD kicked in. I kept checking things. So that was taken care of. And watch the video. Listen to some music. That was pretty much it. I will be right back after this musical pause and I get some more coffee. Sorry, I got lost in the music. We are back. So, as we go through with this podcast, I can't talk today. We reviewed last week and you're on to me. I was just delaying because I couldn't get the siren sound pulled up. It's the siren sound, which means it's the optional enrichment assignment of the week. They are now closed. Grades are in, but they will return next school year. For my students who are going to be coming into class, this is where you get some enrichment opportunities. I don't announce them in class. You have to listen to the podcast to get them. So listen to the podcast weekly to find out what the optional enrichment assignments are. They're optional, so if you don't do them, no harm, no foul. If you do them well, you get points. If you don't do them well, you may get points. But it is not a straight-up bonus. I don't just add points to your grade. It's anywhere from a quiz grade to a test grade, depending on the how big the project, how big the enrichment project is. So more details on that over the summer and in the next year. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. I didn't really stumble over that, which was good. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. This time I didn't. We are moving on with your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the recorded studio audience. This week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of thedad.com. This dad joke of the week goes, it's actually a question for you. Why do flamingos lift up one leg? Anyone? Anyone? Nobody has a comment. Nobody wants to try and answer? Well, the answer is, if they lifted both, they would fall. Get it? If they lifted both, they would fall? Okay, I'll take that laugh over no laugh. Thank you. Appreciate the creepy laugh, even though it was creepy. Sip of coffee here as I recover. Which that reminds me, that joke goes along with some artwork I'm having commissioned for my room. I want to thank Kelsey for starting to plan things out. There'll be more updates next year as I get that artwork completed. So, moving on to the preview for next week. I already went over a lot of this with the student email of the week and step-up day. Remember, there is no school. We have off to commemorate Memorial Day. It is the day we remember those who sacrificed their lives for our country. Veterans Day, we honor all veterans who served our country. Memorial Day is for those who sacrificed their lives for our country. It is a very solemn holiday. And for those people, we are very thankful. Now, all classes. I already explained Step Up Day. We'll be watching the rest of Radio Bikini. And I have some more albums. Tuesday, we're going to continue with the 60s. Wednesday, I'm going to bring some 70s and 80s albums in. And we'll finish up Radio Bikini. Hopefully, we'll get through the whole thing. So that's Tuesday and Wednesday. We have the shortened classes on Tuesday. For Step Up Day, I'm going... For you guys, if you're in honors classes, your honors teachers will be going over if you have any summer work or not, and that is mandatory in those classes where they have the summer reading. My honors US 2 classes, I don't think anyone will be listening, but they may come back and listen to this afterwards. I'll be giving a brief overview of the mandatory summer reading. I'll follow up with an email that gives you links to all the resources and a Google Doc copy of all the resources. We only have 15 minutes of class on Step Up Day, and I do not know my schedule yet. So all the information will be emailed to those students in my honors class. I will have a website up and running all summer to support your questions. The podcast will continue all summer. So keep listening. I will be putting this out on a weekly or bi-weekly basis once school's out. The next episode, I'll have things mapped out, and I'll let you know. The podcast will continue. It'll probably be the in-between season show. I'll do it less regularly because it's summertime and there's a lot going on. So before we move on, I'm going to take a brief coffee refill and I will be right back. Back. I'm recording up in the dining room, so the coffee maker is right there. I don't have to go far to get coffee. This week's school announcements are as follows. Grades are in. Computers are turned in. Lockers are cleaned out. We have Step Up Day. Oh, the neighbor's brakes are not sounding very good. Ouch. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I don't know if you could pick that up over the recording or not. I have the windows open. It's a nice day. Rainy, but very temperate. Everything's turned in. We have step-up day. Get your prep for next year. Short week. Getting ready for summer. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. I forgot to post it last week. We wrapped it up. I will be posting it on Tuesday because the iPad with that show on it is at school. What's Up New Brighton is an informative and fun show. We'll be posting our May show this upcoming week, like I said. Most of the members who aren't graduating, well, all the members who aren't graduating will be back next year, hopefully. It runs during study halls and after school as available. It's a good time. Come check us out. Also, ebooks can be checked out from the school library over the summer. If you are unsure on how to do that, ask Ms. Healy. We're trying to get a video put together for you guys. I'll let you know if we get that set up. You just have to log into your school account and you can download ebooks from the library. So that's pretty much wrapping up this podcast. As always, when I get to this part of the podcast, I want to mention several things. First, the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you like something, please let me know. If you dislike something, please send me constructive criticism. I do not mind that at all. Just don't blame anyone else if you don't like it. Next is about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. That is PAECT.org. And speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. We did recently switch to our own YouTube channel. Go into YouTube, search PAECT pod, P-O-D. Subscribe to our channel. Great information. This past week, we just recorded Mr. Eric Verno and I co-host the show together, preparing for summer. Some things going on. Summertime's a good time to recharge, relax, keep your mind going. But also regroup and get ready for next year. So good show this past week. Check it out. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone that reaches the outside world or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. That is 211.org or dial 211 on any phone. I added the website 511pa.com to this list. Just yesterday, there was an accident on Route 18. You couldn't get through Beaver Falls to Elwood City on Route 18. They had it closed down. 511pa.com. is a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year. You have construction, you have accidents. 511pa.com shows you driving conditions across the state. Wintertime shows you location of snow plows, has traffic cams, shows live traffic conditions on state highways and interstates. It's a great resource when traveling. Please check it out. That, everybody, wraps up this week's show. Have a great holiday weekend. Stay cool, stay hydrated. I will see you Tuesday in class for Step Up Day. Next year, sophomores, you'll hear about this podcast Tuesday. Once again, I want to thank my daughter for the theme music, and I want to thank you guys for listening. Have a great holiday weekend, and remember, this is to commemorate those who have sacrificed their lives for our country. Enjoy their holiday respectfully. See you guys Tuesday. Have a good one. Oh, I almost forgot to add this into the podcast. This week's breakfast for Saturday is Chica Treats and bacon. If you don't know what a Chica Treat is, ask me in class. They are phenomenal. Have a good one, everybody.